Where is old Helicanus?
He can resolve you. Oh, here he is.
Sir, there is a barge put off from Mitterling, and in it is the Lissima Chest, the governor.
He tries to come aboard. What is he worth?
There he have his. Call up some gentlemen.
Hold, gentlemen, my lord calls!
Gentlemen, there is some of worth to come aboard. I pray, greet him fairly.
Sir, this is the man that can in aught you would resolve you.
Hail, reverend sir. The gods preserve you.
And you. To outlive the age I am, and die as I would do.
You wish me well. Being on shore, honoring of Neptune's triumphs, seeing this goodly vessel ride before us, I made to it to know of whence you are.
First, what is your place?
I am the governor of this place you lie before.
Sir, our vessel is of Tyre. In it the king, a man who for this 3 months hath not spoken to anyone, nor taken sustenance but to prorogue his grief.
Upon what grounds is his distemperature?
It will be too tedious to repeat, but the main grief springs from the loss of a beloved daughter and a wife.
May we not see him?
You may, but bootless is your sight, he will not speak to any.
Yet let me obtain my wish.
Behold him. This was a goodly person, till the disaster that one mortal knight drove him to this.
Sir King, all hail. Hail, royal sir. The gods preserve you.
It is in vain. He will not speak to you.
Sir, we have a maid in Mitylene. I durst wager would win some words of him.
'Tis well bethought. She, questionless, with her sweet harmony and other chosen attractions, would allure and make a battery through his deafened ports, which now are midway stopped. She is all happy as the fairest of all, and with her fellow maids is now upon the leafy shelter that abuts against the island's side.
Sure, all effectless, yet nothing will omit that bears recovery's name. But since your kindness we have stretched thus far, let us beseech you that for our gold we may provision have, wherein we are not destitute for want, but weary for the staleness.
Oh, sir, a courtesy which, if we should deny, the most just God for every graft would send a caterpillar and so inflict our province. Yet, once more let me entreat to know at large the cause of your king's sorrow.
Sit, sir. I will recount it to you. Let's see. I am prevented.
Ah, here is the lady that I sent for. Welcome, fair one. Is not a goodly present.
She's a gallant lady.
She's such a one that would I well assure it came from a gentle kind and noble stock. I'd wish no better choice, and think me rarely wed. Fair one. All goodness that consists in bounty, expect even here, where is a kingly patience. If that thy prosperous and artificial feet can draw him but to answer thee in aught, thy sacred physic shall receive such pay as thy desires can wish.
Sir, I will use my utmost skill in his recovery, provided that none but I and my companion maid be suffered to come near him.
Come, let us leave her, and the gods make her prosperous.
Thank you.
There is an house through which the Father commandeth no harm, wherein is heat, which none may move from thence, it is so warm. A naked house, and in that house guest naked do desire to dwell. From whence therefore do you draw them for you in the fire? The fire, the fire.
Marked he your music?
No.
See, she will speak to him.
Hail, sir. My lord. I am a maid, my lord, that ne'er before invited eyes, but hath been gazed on like a comet. She speaks, my lord, that maybe hath endured a grief might equal yours if both were justly weighed. Though wayward fortune did malign my state, my derivation was from ancestors who stood equivalent with mighty kings. Time hath rooted out my parentage, and to the world and awkward casualties bound me in servitude. There is something close upon my cheek and whispers in mine ear. Go forth till you speak.
My fortune, parentage, good parentage, to equal mine, was it not thus? What say you?
I said, my lord, if you did know my parentage, you would not do me violence.
Very fair, sir. Pray, turn your eyes upon me. You like something that... What countrywoman? Here, these shores?
No, nor of any shores. Yet I was mortally brought forth, and am no other than I appear.
I'm great with woe, and should deliver weeping. My dearest wife was like this maid. Such a one my daughter might have been. My queen's square brows, her stature to an inch, as one like straight, a silver voiced. Her eyes as jewel-like encased as richly. In place another Juno, who stars the ears she feeds and makes them hungry the more she kisses the speech. Where do you live?
Where I am but a stranger. From the deck you may discern the place.
Where were you bred? And how achieved you these endowments which you make more rich to own?
If I should tell my history, it would seem like lies, disdained in the reporting.
Prithee, speak. Falseness cannot come from thee, for thou looks modest as justice, and thou seems the palace for the crown truth to dwell in. I will believe thee, and make my senses credit thy relation to points that seem impossible, for thou looks like what I loved indeed. What were thy friends? Didst thou not say when I did push thee back, which was when I perceived thee, that thou camest of good descending?
So indeed I did.
Report thy parentage. Now I think thou saidst thou hadst been tossed from wrong to injury, and that thou thoughtst thy griefs might equal mine if both were opened.
Some such thing I said, and said no more, but what my thoughts did warrant me was likely.
Tell thy story. If thine considered prove the thousandth part of my endurance, thou art a man, and I have suffered like a girl. Yet thou dost look like patience, gazing on kings' graves and smiling extremity out of act. What were thy friends? How lost thou them? Thy name, my most kind virgin. Recount, I do beseech you, counsel by me.
My name is Marina.
Ah, I'm mocked. And thou by some insensate god sent here to make the world to laugh at me.
Patience, good sir. Or here I'll cease.
Nay. I'll be patient. Thou little knowest how thou dost startle
given me by one who has some power. My father and the king.
The king's daughter, and called Marina.
You said you would believe me. Not to be a troubler of your peace, I will end here.
But are you flesh and blood? Have your working pulse and are no fairy? Motion. Well, speak on. Where we born, and wherefore called Marina?
Marina, for I was born at sea.
Sea? What mother?
My mother was the daughter of a king who died the minute I was born. And my good nurse, Locorida, hath oft delivered weeping.
No. Stop there a little. This is the rarest dream that e'er dulled sleep did mock sight fools withal. This cannot be my daughter. Buried! Where were you bred? I hear you more to the bottom of your story and never interrupt you.
Scorn. Believe me, it were best I did give up.
I will believe you by the silver of what you shall deliver, yet give me leave. How came you in these parts? Where were you bred?
The king, my father, did in Tarsus leave me, till cruel Cleon with his wicked wife did seek to murder me. And having wooed a villain to attempt it, or having drawn to do it, a crew of pirates came and rescued me, brought me to Mytilene. Sir, what will you have me? Why do you weep? Maybe you think me an impostor. No, good faith, I am the daughter to King Pericles. Could King Pericles be?
Oh, Helicanus!
Calls, my lord.
Lord, a brave and noble counselor, most wise in general. Tell me, if thou canst, what this maid is, what is like to be, that thus hath made me weep.
I know not, but here is the regent, sir, of Mytilene, speaks nobly of her.
She never would tell her parentage. Being demanded that, she would sit still and weep.
Helicanus, strike me royal, sir. Give me a gash. Put me to present pain. Lest this great sea of joys rushing upon me, or bear the shores of my mortality and drown me in their sweetness. Oh, come hither, thou that begetst him that thee begat. Thou that was born at sea, buried at Tarsus, found at sea again.
Oh,
Helicanus, down on thy knees. Thank the holy gods as loud as thunder threatens us. This is Marina.
What was her mother's name?
Tell me, Rebel. For truth can never be confirmed enough, though doubts did ever sleep.
Personally, I pray, what is your title?
I am Pericles of Tyre. But tell me now, my drowned queen's name, as in the rest thou saidst, thou hast been godlike perfect. And thou art the heir of kingdoms and another life.
No more to be your daughter than to say my mother's name was Thaisa.
Oh.
Thaisa was my mother who did end the minute I began.
My blessings on you. Rise.
Thou art my child. Give me fresh garlands. Mine own mannequin.
She's not dead at Tarsus as she should have been myself here.
She shall tell you. When thou shalt kneel and justify her knowledge, she is thy very princess. Who is this?
Sir, it is the governor of Mytilene who, hearing of your melancholy state, has come to see you.
I embrace you. Give me my robes. I'm wild in my beholding. Heaven bless my girl. Oh, what music. Tell Helicanus, my Marina. Tell him all point by point, for yet he seems to doubt how sure you are my daughter. What music?
My lord, I hear none.
Here. music, my lord, I hear.
Most heavenly music. It lifts me under his name. And fixes my eyes upon my eyes. Let me rest.
A pillow for his head. So leave him. Well, my companion friends, if this but answer to my just belief, I'll well remember you.
My temple stands in Ephesus. Hie thee thither, and do upon mine altar sacrifice. There, when my maiden priests are met together, before the people all, reveal how thou at sea didst lose thy wife. To mourn thy crosses with thy daughters, call and give them repetition to the life. Perform my bidding, or thou livest in woe. Do it, and happy, by my silver bow. Awake, and tell thy dream.
Tennis.
Sir, our purpose was with Tarsus.
They despite the inhospitable Cleon.
And for other service first. Toward Ephesus, turn our blown sails. Soon's I'll tell you why.
Shall we refresh us, sir, upon your shore?
And give you gold for such provision as our essential needs.
Sir, with all my heart. And when you come ashore, I have another suit.
You shall prevail, were it to woo my daughter. For it seems you've been noble towards her.
Sir, lend me your arm.
Come. My Marina.